beautiful Thursday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light on WWDB. This is Scott Borsky. I hope the month of May has started for you with dreams, goals, and aspirations that are coming true. It is a wonderful new month to get closer to God with righteousness, with goodness, and all that's good that you were born for. We begin this beautiful Thursday morning with a song that was just sung on American Idol in remembrance of Mandisa, who passed last week unexpectedly and so very young. It is sung by Danny Gokey, Melinda Doolittle, and Colton Dixon, who are alumni of American Idol. Please join with this tribute to Mandisa with her Shackles.
Mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like the hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
Much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gone with my mind.
But I know you want to see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to take this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you.
Just want to praise you.
There is always a reason to pray. Wherever you may be, it is appropriate because God is everywhere. Join with Unspoken with their reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always reaching, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget, he put that hunger in your heart. Heaven, we would see his hand
on everything. Every hour, every minute, every second, he's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold.
We know that the promises God made for us 4,000 years ago are the same promises that God makes for us today. The promises of the generations to generations of our patriarchs and matriarchs are the same promises that God has for us today and will be for our children. Please join with Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson on their beautiful Famous Four.
Shut the mouths of things are possible in you. God of exceedingly, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think, for you will never fail. Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable. All things are possible in you. Make way through the over and over.
Again, thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. It is an honor to be with you. If you don't have the opportunity to listen each and every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, if you are new to this program, you can certainly go to the podcast 24/7 at WWDBAM.com. So you can be filled with faith whenever and wherever you need on any smart device. And you can say that God is with you everywhere. Please join with We Are Messengers. On their God be the glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find the beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Strength for my weakness, pain for my healing, let this be my story, to God be the glory. Oh, you love me at my best. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. I'll stand for my weakness, pain for my healing, let this be my story, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. And whatever comes my way, I will always praise your name, I will put my hope in you. When I run into your courts, I will fall into your arms, I will sing a song of praise. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning, to God be the glory, to God be the glory.
God is never far away from us. In fact, there is a wonderful term in Hebrew called Emmanuel. That means God is with us. God is always with us. Join with these wonderful, inspiring words by Mike Todd with Distant from God.
And some of us have been trying to reach God from across the room. Some of us have kept God at an arm's length, been like, God, I'll do my thing over here, but when you need me, you know how to really get me. And God says these next instructions of crazy faith may be coming in whispers. They may have to be something that you only get after 5 or 6 days in my presence. It may be something that I only give when you shut off your iTunes and the radio and the Instagram, and for the next week and a half, you drive in silence. Why? Because I want to be close. I want to hear you. I want to sense you. I want to feel you. I want to know you, because I will not miss the next thing you want to do in my life, because there was too much space.
On this Wednesday and this May 2nd, this Thursday, I'm sorry, this Thursday, this May 2nd, if God is not providing you with the answers to your mission and purpose yet this week, no worries. Do not let your heart be troubled. Each and every day is a new set of wonders and miracles. Our daily bread, our manna from heaven, that God will lead us down the road that we need to go. Just realize that and acknowledge, as Danny Gokey sings, you just haven't seen it yet.
Praying, and you still have no answers. Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he's done before, and remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. Don't ever doubt his love for you, 'cause it's only in his love that you find a breakthrough. Oh, it's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer. Darkest.
come. All your best is yet to come.
Always remember to put God first in everything that you do. God first in everything you say, all of your actions. And if you do that, and when you do that, everything will be blessed. Join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. Kingdom's all I wanna see.
It is always so, so very important to realize that we may want to do things now. We want our prayers answered right now, right away, but that's not the way it works. We work in God's time, not ours. God sees the big picture. We often don't. Please acknowledge that God's ways are are higher than our ways, and God knows what we were born for. God has known us before we were born. Just have faith. Please join with Collingsworth Family on their beautiful Your Ways Are Higher Than Mine.
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all in Your hands. Your ways are high. I want mountains to move, but You want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust You will work Your will in Your time. Your ways are higher than
always acknowledge that if our prayers aren't answered right away, it's not because God doesn't hear them. God does. But often God says, no, they are not for us. If God would give us the answers to this prayer, we wouldn't have room in our lives, our hearts, our souls, and bodies for what we are really made to do, what we are really born for. Please always acknowledge, as Michael W. Smith sings, that God is our way maker.
I worship You. here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Have you looked up yet this morning and say, God, thank you for waking me up this morning, for allowing all the million parts of my body to work so I can go out and bring blessings into others who may only have me to bring godliness into them? I am made the way God says I'm made. I am to do what God says I am to do. And that certainly is a blessing for you and your community. Please join with Lauren Daigle with her You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. heaven, now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God, you'll have every victory.
It's so important to give thanks in everything that we do, every moment. It doesn't have to be out loud and shouting, thank you, but you can do that. That's hallelujah, to praise God. But you can do that in the silent meditations in your own hearts, often called that still small voice, to always constantly have an attitude of gratitude. And that certainly is just done through prayer. Prayer is simply a fancy word for a conversation with God, like you would have with a friend of yours. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to, that can be our friend? And of course, the answer is yes. Join with Marshall Hall on his wonderful Thanks.
Strength you give, simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give. I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now thanks. Thanks.
Thanks.
I give you thanks.
Oh,
Even if today on Thursday is not as bright in your heart, soul, and mind as you want it to be, if you're temporarily, only momentarily in the valley in one of the aspects of your life, if it's financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, that's okay. Tomorrow is a new day for our dreams and goals to come closer to fruition. Please join with blessing offer on his brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, if your screams don't make a sound.
And remember, when you go to bed each and every night, don't take your troubles with you. You need rest. You need rejuvenation. You need to renew. But do you know who doesn't sleep? God. God never slumbers. Give your problems to God at night, out of your hands and into God's heart. So in the morning, you can be renewed and you can be out in the world celebrating all the wonders that God gives us. Please join with Jeremy Camp on his Out of My Hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but
time and time again I fall apart, but that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never control.
If for one second you think your problems are bigger than what God can handle, you don't know God. You don't know how big God is. Please join with Terry Ann on her big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey! Under fire, but my Goliath's standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about. Monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't.
And as we go into the month of May, if you feel a little bit lost, if you don't really know the road you need to go through, the doors that God is leading us, that's okay. Because you know who knows where you are? God does. And with God, you will always be found. On that, have a beautiful Thursday, everybody, on this first week of May. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.